Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Lamed Vav, Psachim 36, as we continue, Lamed Heim Abeis, last skinny line, Tanu Rabbanan. Yesterday we started to discuss issues of matzah, the connection between matzah and chametz, and what am I allowed to use to make my matzah, the five different grains. We had the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who spoke about rice, and that lemaisa, we paskin that one is not allowed to use rice, and one does not make hamotzi on rice, and one is not chayef to give challah from rice. Right, again, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We spoke about mei peiros, ein machmitzin yesterday. We spoke about matzah ashira. We spoke about kidneyos, which Bez Hashem will have a separate shir on as well. And then we got into Anamad Beis, all the different types of isurim, or semi-isurim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, whether one can be yotzei with those types of matzah. Demai, and maeser sheni, sheniftu, and hektish, v'chulu. So now we're up to a little deeper discussion of tevel. Tanu Rabbanan, last line, last skinny line. Yachol yotzei adam yidei chavasa betevel shelo niskan. I might think that I could be yotzei my mitzvah of matzah by using tevel that was not niskan, that was not fixed, that was not made misukan, able to be eaten. We know there's an issur daraisa of eating tevel, untithed maaser, even bizman hazeh. The issur of tevel applies bizman hazeh too. There's no mitzvah of a kohen eating truma today because all kohanim are tameh. There's a mitzvah of tevel. In order to eat, one has to be mafresh trumas and maaseris. The issur of tevel is one that applies bizman hazeh as well in Eretz Yisrael. So I might think that a person could be yotzei by eating tevel that was not fixed. Ask the Gemara parenthetically, what does that mean? Kol tevel nami halo niskan. All tevel is not fixed. Tevel, by definition, is lo niskan. Ella, what does the brisa really mean? But tevel shel niskan called sarcho. I might think that you could use tevel that was not completely fixed. It was partially misukan, but not totally. For example, shenit lo mimenu truma gadola, lo nit lo mimenu trumas meiser. Truma gadola was taken from it, but not trumas meiser. Meaning trumas meiser, which is the truma that the levi has to give to the kohen, has the same status as truma gadola. They're all mitzarif to each other. Mishnah is discussed in Meseches Chala and Trumos. Trumas Meiser and Truma and Chala and Bikurim, those are all called Rashis in the Torah. And therefore, they're all similar in terms of their Isurim. But here, so what if you took off Truma Gadol, but you didn't take off Trumas Meiser? That's also called Tevel. Meiser Rishon below Meiser Sheni. Or what if you took off Meiser Rishon, but you did not take off Meiser Sheni? V'yafilu Meiser Ani. Wow, that's a chiddush. Even Meiser Ani, if I took off all of my Meiseris, but it's, as we know, in the third and the sixth year, Meiser Sheni is substituted by Meiser Ani. So even if I didn't take off Meiser Ani, that still has the status of Tevel, even though Meiser Ani doesn't have any Kedusha. It's just that it's still called Tevel, in a sense. Minayin, how do I know that I'm not allowed to even use that for matzah? Tam lomar, lo sokal alav chametz. I am not allowed to eat chametz. Misha isuro, mishum bal tochal alav chametz. The only item that I am allowed to use for matzah is something that if I would let it rise, it would only be usur because of the isur of chametz. Yatzazeh, excluding the above mentioned examples, she'ein isuro mishum bal tochal chametz, ela mishum bal tochal tevel. The isur, if I would let this rise, would be usur mishum tevel, not just mishum chametz, or pashas, it would only be usur mishum tevel and not mishum chametz, which is going to be the Gemara's next question, and therefore I am now not allowed to use it. So you have a special pasuk. Special pasuk teaches me that you can't use this. Asks Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lamed. We alluded to this yesterday. Why do you need a pasuk to passel this? Why can't you just say mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira? Right? Tosfos asked that on this Gemara, and Tosfos also asked that on that Gemara. The Gemara there in Sukkah Daf Tes quotes a pasuk to exclude Sukkah Gezula and Tzitzis Gezula. Tzitzis Gezulos. So, why don't you just say Mitzvah Ba'aveira? Why in all of those examples do we need a pasuk to exclude? That's where, what we mentioned yesterday, the Ritva, and we're going to see it again today. I didn't know it until today. The Ritva says it also right here in Maseches Psachim, but that's where the Ritva says, no, Mitzvah Ba'aveira is only by certain mitzvos. By mitzvos that he quotes Ba'alei Tosfos. He doesn't know hold of this himself. Ba'alei Tosfos, only mitzvos that are Ba'alei Ratzos, that inherently are meant to bring me closer to Hashem, like Karban and Lulav, and maybe Tefillah in a certain sense. Masha'en Kain, if it's other mitzvahs like matzah, it doesn't apply. Or sukkah, or tzitzit, it doesn't apply to those. Even though, Tosfos doesn't note it, but the Yerushalmi does apply it by matzah. But That was the Ritva's answer. The Bali Tosfos's answer quoted in the Ritva. So in that context, Tosfos is bothered by that problem. Says the Shagas Aryeh, to answer Tosfos' question in Simen Tzadivav, without the Pasuk, if I wouldn't have any other matzah besides the matzah of Tevel, I would have said, Ase dochalos ase. Eat it, because, you know, you don't have any other choice. The ase of matzah is dochalos ase of Tevel. That's why the pasuk comes along and tells me, no, even if this is the only matzah, you should not use it. That's the Shagas Aryeh. The Arsameach cannot believe that the Shagas Aryeh said that. He said, no, you would not apply. And I go back to Tosfos' question. Says the Arsameach, why not? The Arsameach says in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Tzadi Vav, who says that you would apply Asi Docha Lo Sase by Tevel, and he says it's against the Pashas of the Rambam, because the Rambam says a person is not Yotze. Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chovaso Vachilas Matzah, Shehi Asura Lo. And that's it, period. You can't be Yotze. He says, Kol Shem Avarchan Alav Berchaz Amasa and Yotze Yidei Chovaso, because Shein Mavarchan Alav Ein Yotze. Even if it's your only one, you don't say Asi Docha Lo Sase. Why not? Says the Meshech Chachma in his own unique language, Kedarko Bakodesh, Lanias Daiti Nira, De Rabbeinu Ruach Elokim Kadishin Bey, right, the Rambam, that's Rabbeinu, he has the Ruach Elokim in him. Lahavchin Hagedar Amiti, Pachta Asi Dochalos Ase. The Meshech Chachma, the Arsameach here, discusses Asi Dochalos Ase as he does in various contexts. And he says here, you can't say Asi Dochalos Ase when it comes to eating matzah and the Isser of Tevel. Why? It's impossible, says the Arsameach, that Hashem would want you to eat Tevel. It's impossible. Something that's abhorrent, that's poison on a Daraisa level, it's impossible even if you're doing the mitzvah. De Heder Hadavar Mora al Ha'afsus. De Lo Matsanu Bibavli. De Yitcha Asei Da Achila Lo Sasi. Lech Ol Davar Ha'aser Vatame. You never find, yes you do in the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli, you never find Asei Docha Lo Sasi allowing you to eat a piece of treif. Allowing you to eat Machalas Asuros. V'lachein hatzir ha'amitihu, d'zeh lo yitachein da'avur kiyam asei sheyikuyam, haynu, achilas matzah shetzivo Hashem Yisbarach, le'echol dover ha'asur b'achila, v'achilas ho nimna'as mechefetz Hashem. Rak matzanu, what do we find? We don't find by something that's inherently poison. You find asei dochalos asei where there is a maisa. A maisa that is problematic, so the asei, if you're involved in the act of a mitzvah, you could put you off the maisa aveira. So, where do you have that? Breaking a bone of the current Pesach might be able to be pushed off. Well, that's the dochalos asei. What does it say in the 19th parak in Shabbos, in a blessed demila? You're allowed to cut off the foreskin of a baby, even though he has a negat saras on that spot. There's no chefsa shel isser there. No, the act of cutting off saras is usser. He shamar benegat saras, the pasuk in Parshas Kisetse. So, that can be pushed off. Asi docha lo sase. There you have it. And you find it by other examples as well. Maybe by kisi hadam. Right? The kisi isser, kisi hadam is doche the lo sase of choresh, of other, the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Okay, but either way, that's where you find it. Rakmatsanu kacha, sh'avur asei da'achilas basar pesach, yishbar ha'etzem sh'yishbar moach. Da'hamoach einu dabar ha'asur ba'achila, sh'im nifka ha'etzem mitzvah lechal ha'moach. Im kain, we say, you could push it off the maisa, the asei versus the losa asei. So therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, very important yisod, asi docha losa asei only applies by losa asei is where the maisa aveira is the focus. But if there is a chefsa, shel aveira, then you would not apply asa docha lo sase. Rather, you'd apply mitzvah. You'd say you can't do it. Right? The lo sase is too strong. And he notes, this is the Bavli. The Yerushalmi does not say this. The Yerushalmi even contrasts. He says you can't use matzah gzula. Matzah gzula, you can't use that. Because it's labeled as matzah gzula, and you would apply, the Yerushalmi pulls that mitzvah above aveira, but the Arsameach notes that the Yerushalmi has larger, more flexible applications of Asi Dochalo Sase. That's where he starts off by saying in the Bavli, the Masana Bavli. Okay, without getting too much off track. But either way, that's how he deals with Tosfos' issue and the Shagas Aryeh. Again, Tosfos' original question, what do you need Psukim here? Don't you say Mitzvah Bavaveira? Tosfos there, Masechah Sukkah, and Tosfos refers to this later in Sukkah also on Daf Lamed or so, that it could be that the problem Mitzvah Bavaveira is only a problem Durabanan. It could be. Some Rishonim say that. The old problem, Mitzvah Avera is only a Psol D'Rabbanan. That's why we need the Pasuk to tell me it's even Pasul on a De'oraisa level. Okay, it's always interesting to analyze when we have Aseis, Mitzvahs, and Averos that overlap. We mentioned a few weeks ago. It's always good to keep in mind. There are three principles where Aseis and Los, Mitzvahs and Averos overlap. We have Mitzvah Baba Avera, we have Asi Docha Los Aseh, and we have Lav Hanitak La Aseh. And all three graphically depict a different way that they overlap. Mitzvah Baba Avera is something that you don't do the mitzvah. Don't do it. It's an Avera. The Avera supersedes. Asi Docha Los Aseh, the Aseh overrides the Los Aseh. And Lav Hanitak La Aseh means it's already done. So now do the Aseh. It's three different ways of the intersection between mitzvos and averos. Okay, back to our Gemara. So our Gemara said that one is not allowed to use tevel, even the lowest level of tevel, if we could use that category, the lowest level where all you have left is meiser ani to take off, it's still called tevel. You're not allowed to use that for matzah. Why? Because you're only allowed to use something for matzah, which, if you would let it rise, it would only be aser mishum chametz. But if it's aser mishum a different iser, like the iser of achilas tevel, then you are not allowed to use that for matzah. Says the Gemara 1 minute. The isur the chametz leichan azla. The Brisa says that eating matzah of tevel, if you would let it rise, it would only have been aser mishum tevel. But it's chametz also. So what does it mean it would only be aser for tevel? You should say it would be also. That's going to be the second answer of the Gemara. But first the Gemara says, what happened to the Isra of chametz? Amar of sheshes amani Rabbi Shimini. This is Rabbi, must be Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says that the Isra of chametz is not existent in this case. Why? De Amar ein iser chal al iser. One iser is not chal on another iser. De Tanya. Where does he say this? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha-kippurim pator. If somebody eats a piece of treif, a piece of nevela, an animal that died without shechita, on Yom Kippur, so he gets malchus. Rashi says that he ate a b'shogig. So he's not going to get malchus for that, right? Even though we usually get malchus for eating nevela, but it's Yom Kippur. So if I eat a b'shogig, I should be chayiv a karban chatas. No, you're not chayiv. Why? Because the iser is only one of nevela. The iser of Yom Kippur is not chal on the iser of nevela. Ain iser chal al iser. This is only Reb Shimon Shita. What does the Gemara mean? Only Reb Shimon holds of ain iser chal al iser. Many Rishonim hold of ain iser. Many Tanoim, all Tanoim hold of ain iser chal al iser. The question is, how expansive do you hold of the principle of ain iser chal al iser? Everybody agrees, for example, that if you have a lesser iser being chal on a more chamor iser, then for sure you say ain iser chal al iser. So, for example, if you have the sister of the Kohen Gadol that became an almana, so the sister of the Kohen Gadol was also to the Kohen Gadol mishum achoso. That's an iser karis. And then she became an almana, so now an iser lav is added, so ein iser chal al iser. The iser karis is much more chamor. So there everybody agrees ein iser chal al iser. But then there are other types of isurim, and there you have discussions whether you say ein iser chal al iser. Three cases. These are the three cases that are always quoted in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Isser Basachas, Isser Mosef, and Isser Kolel. Those are the three cases to discuss. Isser Basachas. What if you have two Isserim that are Chal at the same time? If somebody's brother gets married, so at the same moment that this woman becomes Aser to me, Ashes Achiv, it's also Ashes Ish. Both Isserim apply at once. They start at the same time. So there, everybody agrees Isser Chal Isser. Which one's going to be Chal? You know, how can you choose one over the other? They both come into being at the same exact moment, Isser Chal al Isser, when it comes to Isser Mabas Achas. The Machlokos are about the other two. And there's a Machlokos, how do you define the other two? I'm going to give one suggestion, but the Rishonim discuss exactly how you define it. Isser Mosef and Isser Kolo. Isser Mosef, we have a certain item that becomes more Usser. So because the same item becomes more Usser, the same woman becomes more Usser, so then it can be Chal. So for example, an Almana that's married, and all of a sudden she gets divorced. So now the question is, if the Kohen Gadol, this woman was usher to the Kohen Gadol before, Mishum Almana. So now the Kohen Gadol is usher to a Grusha. So do we say if he marries this woman and he lives with this woman, Almana and Grusha gets two Averis? Or do you say Ein Esar Chal Isser? Well, the Grusha element was able to be Chal because that was Chal Lagabi all other Kohanim who were mutter to an Almana. And now, since it was Chal Lagabi other Kohanim, so maybe it's even Chal Lagabi the Kohen Gadol. It's Ramosif. Or Isser Kolel. Isser Kolel is like our case of Nevela. You have a piece of Nevela that's Usser on a weekday. Comes Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur says, now is Usser Mishum Yom Kippur, but all food is included now. So once the Isser of Yom Kippur is Chal on all food, maybe it's also Chal on this piece of Nevela. It's an Isser Kolel. So that's a Machlokes. And Rabbi Shimon says, you're Pater there, and maybe that's what's Rabbi, that's so he's suggesting the Brisa here. That says chametz is not chal on the tevel is like Reb Shimon who holds that you just say ain't iser chal al iser in that case of an iser kolel. That's the first opinion. Rashi does also talk about here when was this animal? When did it become a nevela? So Rashi, the Pasha of the Gemara is that it became a nevela before Yom Kippur. That's how we just explained it. Rashi notes if it became a nevela on Yom Kippur, afilu hachi. So there you might say, hey, is that an iser basachas? So maybe you would say Isser Chal Iser? No, that's not an Isser Basachas. Why? Because it was already Aser before Yom Kippur also. Mishum Eiver Min Hachai. It was already Aser, Mishum Eiver Min Hachai, and now it becomes a Nevela. Rashi is highlighting that there seems to be an affinity. Do you say between Nevela and Eiver Min Hachai? Or do you say that, no, as long as something is Aser, you don't care why it's Aser, you're not going to call that an Isser Basachas. It's fascinating. Rashi says Eiver Min Hachai could then transition into the Isser of Nevela. That's also Tosus' question. Kasha Lari, third line of Tosus. Taha ki paka isra eiver menachai, yochol of asir yom kippurim, but Nevela b'vasachas. Right, if it dies on Yom Kippur. Tosva says, no, even if it's a zavlo b'yom kippurim, lo chayel alay isra yom kippur. It's not chal. Why? Because it was here beforehand. What was here beforehand? The isra. What isra? So Rashi said eiver menachai. Tosva doesn't say that. Maybe Tosfos feels you can't mix and match. Eiver Menachai is finished. This is a new Isser. Look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, the Isser of Eino Zavuach. The Isser of eating something that was not shechted. And that flows into the Isser of Nevela. Because that's basically the same idea. Just one while the animal's alive. And one once the animal dies. There you say Machlokas. A hidden Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Do you say that Isurim can, one can be Mamshech, the other one can continue the other one if there are different Isurim? Or is Rashi saying you could have two different Isurim that flow into each other? Or is Eiver Menachai somehow connected to the Isur of Nevela? Okay. That's all the first answer of the Gemara, though. How could the Brisa say that Tevel, that's Chametz, is only Aser Mishum Tevel? Because it's like Reb Shimon. Ravina Amar, no. Ravina says, Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. The Brisa could be the Rabbanan Shita as well, because we have to re-understand. It does not mean that this is only Aser Mishum Tevel. It just means, Mishi Isuro Mishum Palto Chal Chametz Bilvat. You could only use Matzah that if you would let it rise, it would be Aser Mishum Chametz only. Yotzazeh, excluding this one, She'edi sura mishum bal tochal chametz bilvad, ela af mishum bal tochal tevel. What the Brisa means, it means it's also aser mishum tevel. Says the Gemara, midi bilvaksiv, does it say that in the Brisa? The Brisa says, no, it's aser chametz versus tevel. Ela mechaver tekeder av sheshes. Ravina makes a lot of sense, but it doesn't fit into the words, and therefore, we go back to the first answer. Who do we paskin like? You look in the Ritva here says that we paskin like the Chachamim. Why? That Isser is Chalal Isser, and therefore, says the Ritva, you could use Matzah of Tevel. Wow. Says the Ritva, you could use Matzah of Tevel in this case. The Kiva Shekein, L'Rabbanan, the Sarvi, Isser Chalal Isser, Yosem Tevel, V'Kaimel, and Kavasayu. We pass them like them. Aye, what about Mitzvah Baba Avera? The Ritva says has two days here. These are the same two days he has in Sukkah. First day, we mentioned already. Delo Asru Mitzvah Baba Avera, Ela, Mitzvot Sheba Loratzos. Only by carbon and lulav, avoshar mitzvahs lo. That's the first day. So it only applies to certain mitzvos. Doesn't apply to tevel, meaning matzah. And then the second day, says the Ritva, and this is what he holds of in the other sukkah. You only say mitzvah of avera where it's the mitzvah that allow, it's the avera that was ma'afsher that allows you and facilitates your doing the mitzvah. If it happens to be a side avera that you didn't have to do this avera to do the mitzvah, it just so happens that you did this avera and you did it in terms of this chefsa, but you didn't have to. You don't have to do this mitzvah through this avera, so then you don't apply the mitzvah of avera. If you steal something and you want to use that as a karban, then it was the avera that was allows you to do the mitzvah, and that's mitzvah of avera if you steal a lulav. But here it's an external. It's not like you had to do something. It is tevel. You didn't have to use this. Ubarirna barayas barus lo amina mitzvah b'avera ela b'shah mitzvah misayas b'kinyana avo b'she'ena mitzvah misayas b'kinyana lo shari damu chayav lo. Right, if it didn't help you, then you don't apply the principle of mitzvah avera. Then he talks about if you steal flour and you use it for matzah, there's yeish and shini maisa, you're konet, and continues all of the important discussions of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. That's the Ritva. The Rambam does not pass in this way, and the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in this way, that you're not allowed to use matzah of tevel. The Rambam says, pash is because of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. And Rov Rishonim, the Riff and Rabbeinu David, are both like the Rambam as well. Good, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Yachol. Now we get into the first time Lechem Oni comes up here. Yachol, Yotzi Adam Yechov Asa B'Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. You might think that you could use Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim for matzah if you have Dagon. That was Maiser Sheni Dagon. Tamalomar Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni, what does Lechem Oni mean? So we're going to have a couple of drushes throughout this Masechta about Lechem Oni. What's the first one right here? Lechem Oni. Ma Shene'echal Ba'aninus. We know the Ayin and the Aleph could sometimes switch. So Oni, if you switch the Ayin and the Aleph, it could be Oni, right, in my time of not really mourning, but a time of sadness, the state of Aninus. When it's Ela B'Simcha. When it's not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, when one is in Onain. That's an Isidar Isa. Pashas Kisavo. So when it's allowed to do that, you have to eat it B'Simcha. And therefore, that's not good for matzah, because matzah has to be lechem oni. Lechem that you can eat be'aninus. And maaser sheni cannot be eaten be'aninus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. That's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Matzos riba. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're allowed to use maaser sheni in your matzah, maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. Imkei matzah malama lechem oni. Why does it say lechem oni then? What did that teach me? Prale isa shini losha b'yayin b'shem and v'dvash, as we said yesterday. That excludes matzah ashira, right? Matzah without water, but with other ingredients. My time ad Rabbi Akiva. What is the reason for Rabbi Akiva? Why does he say he does not darsha aninus? Miksiv lechem oni. Aniksiv. There's no vav in there. So it's ani, lachem ani, right? So you read it as ani, right? Yesh em l'masaris. You go by how it's written. And it says ani, so you don't... You don't compare it and say it should be read as oni for connected to aninus. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mi karinan oni, oni karinan. You go by how it's read. Yesh aim lemikra. And it's read as oni, therefore you can apply it to aninus. Rabbi Akiva, let's just finish and then there's a lot to talk about. Rabbi Akiva, haida karinan be oni kiddush Shmuel. That which it's read oni is not to teach me aninus, but it's like Shmuel says. Damar Shmuel, lechem oni, lechem sha'onin, a love. Dvarim harbe lechem, that there is a lot said, answered over this. That's the matzah. That's why we have the whole part of the Seder of Magid. We say dvarim harbe on the matzah. We uncover the matzah for almost the entire Magid, so that we define it and formulate this matzah as being our lechem oni. Good. 2 points. Number one, Rashi. Rashi here, much discussed Pesach time. Sha'on alav dvarim harbe. What does Rashi here say? Sha'gomrin alav esahalel va'omrim alav hagadah. What is onan alav harbe? That you say a lot of things related to the matzah. Rashi says halel and sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Va'omrim alav hagadah. Rashi links the halel to the sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Right? Whenever we study sipur, we usually do the last parak, arvi psachim. This Rashi is tucked away here in the second parak. What does onan alav dvarim harbe mean? Halel. The Rambam also says it. Part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Chinuch mentions it also, part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is Hallel. Not just stating the events, not just retelling the events, but praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to the events. That's an Iker part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Sefer HaChinuch says it explicitly in the mitzvah of Sipur in Shmos, and the Rambam also says it in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, Shetzivanu L'Sapar V'Tiyas Mitzrayim B'Lach Hamisha Asar B'Nisan V'Tzkilas HaLayla V'Chulu V'Chol Masha Yosef B'Mamar V'Yarech HaDvarim B'Hagdolas Masha Asalanu Hashem U'Masha Asa Imanu HaMitzriyim V'Chlokach Hashem Nikmasenu U'Bahodos Lo Yisbarach Amasha Gamalanu Michas Adav Yel Yoser Tov. Hallel is part of it, and that's why at the end of Magid, before we finish Asher Galanu, we start Hallel. We start Hallel, and we go into the second paragraph of Hallel, which is B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim. We say that because Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sibri Yisrael Mitzrayim. Very important Very important Rashi. The other point to mention here, and that is something that we can mention many, many times in the Masechta as we talk about matzah, matzah has a dialectic about it. Matzah reminds us, as many things do on Pesach, reminds us of opposite ideas. On the one hand, matzah, onol adaram harbi. Rashi says halel. Matzah, it reminds us of cheirus, that we were taken out. It reminds us of the geula. If you look later on in the Mishnah, on kuf tez zayin amabez, the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, we talk about matzah al shuma. Al-shum she-nigalu avoseinu mi-mitzrayim. They didn't have time and they went out quickly. B'chipazon. Matzah reminds of the cheiris, that we were taken out. That we have heseba for matzah. And it's ma'akev, because matzah is all about cheiris. But on the other hand, we have just as many sources and rayas that matzah is zecher l'shibud. Zecher to the lack of anything. Lechem oni! Ani, a poor man's bread, as Hashem we're going to see later. This is even a fascinating Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, we have the only, I think, one sefer from him, Rav David Abu Draham, on the Siddur. If you look in his sefer on the Haggadah, on Halach Ma'anya, we mentioned this in a Haggadah shir a couple of years ago. In the Haggadah, he quotes that Upiresh Rav Yehosef Ha'azovi, B'shem Ben Ezra, Shayeshavi Bahozu, he quotes somebody he knows, or one of the fellow Rishonim, that he was taken captive in Hodu. Bahayu ma'achilin oso lechem matzah. They fed him matzah. V'lo nasu lo la'olam chametz. They didn't give him any chametz, they only gave him matzah. V'atam, what are these non-Jewish, captors, what are they giving him matzah for? And they said, because it is kasheh ve'enu misachel b'mheirak ha'chametz v'yaspik me'enu ma'ad. It sits in the stomach a long time. It sits in the stomach, as we know, and it doesn't move. It sits there, meaning this is a good captive food, because you don't have to feed them so much. You give them matzah, and they're taken care of. Right? So matzah itself, says the Abu Draham, is food that's given to prisoners. So again, matzah has this lechem ani, and lechem shel cheiris halach ma'anya. This is the bread, the achalav asan of Arad Mitzrayim. They ate it in Mitzrayim when they were still slaves, mishubadim. So again, matzah has both of that, and that's why we have to have these opposite feelings at the Seder. Viter, says the Gemara, v'savar Rabbi Akiva, Isa. So what did Rabbi Akiva just say? Along the way, Rabbi Akiva excluded matzah ashira. Right, it says lechem oni, excluding matzah ashira. So Rabbi Akiva, Isa, shilosh, abiyayin, v'shem, v'dash, lo. Rabbi Akiva excludes matzah ashira. You can't use that for your mitzvah. V'yatanya. But didn't we learn in Lashon Isa b'Pesach? B'yayin v'shemen v'dvash, the Brisa says, you can't use matzah ashira. You can't mix your flour with wine, oil, and honey. V'imlash, and if you did, Rabbi Gamliel omer tisarif miyad, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's quickly going to rise, and therefore you have to burn it right away. V'chachamim omrim, Yechelchem says, no, don't worry about it, you could eat it. Because they say it's possible to guard, make sure that it doesn't rise, and just bake it. Bake it right away. By the way, on this line is the Rashi that we alluded to yesterday, that who holds that May Peros is compared to Chametz Noksha, which is still Aser Midrabanan. And that's the basis for the Ramah Shita, that Matzah Shira, of course you can't use it for the mitzvah of Matzah, but you also, our minhag is, the Ashkenazic minhag is not to eat it on Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, what are you talking about? Pasen like Rabbeinu Tam. That it's, if you zero water, if you don't use any water, you just use apple juice, grape juice, something else, so then it's mutter to eat on Pesach. Okay, the Chamar Miyachel. Fine. The Yom Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva adds in the Braisa. Shabasi Haisa, Eitzar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. I once stayed with Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua on Yantif, Falashi, Lahem Isa, Biyan Vishem and Vidash. And I made Matzah Shira. V'lo Amr Li Davar. They didn't tell me anything. Negative. V'apa Pisha Ein Lashin. And even though the Chachamin, the first opinions, said that you're not allowed to use it for kneading it. Makatvin bo, you're allowed to smear the top of it. Asal Tanakama, that one's referring back to the Tanakama, meaning sometimes, we know when someone bakes challah, they put, smear some egg on top of it so it's shiny, it doesn't burn. So you're allowed to use these liquids for that, even though you don't, you're not allowed to use it for the actual kneading. V'chachamim omer, the Chacham say no. Eshelashin bo makatvin bo, v'shein lashin bo yin makatvin bo. No, whatever you can knead into the dough, that's what you could use to smear, and vice versa. V'shavin she'loshin asayisa b'poshim. But everybody agrees that you cannot knead the dough with lukewarm water, because that would cause hastening of the rising process. Question mark. What's the question? Rabbi Akiva in this brisa says that he made matzah ashira. What do you mean? He just said in the previous brisa that you can't use matzah shira on Pesach. Lo kasha habiyantiv rishon habiyantiv sheni. There's a difference between yantiv rishon and yantiv sheni, meaning the first night of Pesach where matzah is a chova, you need lechem oni, that's excluded. So that's the first brisa. But the second one where he says that he made it, so that is yantiv sheni, that's after the first night. Kedamar luri Rabbi Yeshua lebanei, like Rabbi Yeshua told his children. Or Yeshua ben Levi said to his children, don't put milk into my matzah on the first night, right? Because I can't have matzah shira. Mikan ve'elach lushali b'chalba. But after that, you can. Period. Viter. One other ha'ara that I wanted to mention from the Chashuk Yechemet. It's also a question that the Beis HaLevi also discusses this. Chashuk Yechemet says, ask, do you have to? We say lechem oni, lechem she'on olam torim harbe. So the matzah has to be on the table when you say it. Is there any lechadchila? What happens in most of our siddurim is that there are three matzahs on the table, but when it comes to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, there's not enough of kezesim for everybody, so we bring more matzah from the boxes. We bring the extra box of matzah. So that matzah is not lechemoni, is it? Do we have in mind all the matzahs in our house? Is there any lechadchila to have all the matzahs that we're going to use for our kezayis to create and make and give them the status of lechemoni by having them on the table? That's his question. That's his question. The question boils down to, at root, is lechem oni a din in the matzah or a din in magid? Right, do you have to say sipur yitzias? He formulates it basically like this, but I'm just expanding it. Is your sipur yitzias mitzrayim have to be with matzah there? It's a din in sipur yitzias mitzrayim. It has to be sipur yitzias mitzrayim that creates lechem oni. Or is it in matzah? The lechem oni must be created. That's a nafka mina. You have to have all the matzahs there, or just some to be yotzei the sipur yitzias mitzrayim. That's his issue here. Doesn't give a just says the chakira. Pashas the minhag olam is not to have all the matzahs on. They say a story from the Beis HaLevi that one time he was having a seder, and I think it was from the Beis HaLevi, and all of a sudden, or maybe one of the other salvatrics, and all of a sudden towards the end of Magid, the cup of wine spills. Happens, and not often. Meaning, pretty often, the wine spill. Right, the cup is there for a long time, and he made the Baal HaSeder start again because this is the kos. You say this kos, I'll say there habrachas, the kos of Magid with lechem oni, everything together, and you got to have it all throughout Magid. And if you don't, you have to do it again. Okay, it's a chumra. One final point: we're getting to related to lechem oni, and then we get into the next major topic. that's coming up. There's a thought in the Margolius Hashas, the Hasidic Svarim that's quoted here. What's lechem oni? Shouldn't it be we say lechem she'onin alav d'ram harbi? Shouldn't it be lechem she'omrim alav? What do you mean onin? Answering omrim. Lechem she'omrim alav that we say. We say a lot of things related to it. Who are we answering? Says the Margolius Hashas. He quotes this from one of the Majusers, Reb Shol Yedidya Elazar Mimajitz. From the Yisa Bracha. He quotes, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Klal Yisrael in three different ways. Sometimes after we ask, sometimes during, and sometimes before. Sometimes after we ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. Where do we find this? I'm sorry, and he says we find all of these three in Mitzrayim. All of these three, where do we find it in general? We find sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers after we ask. That's usual. Sometimes during. Onela Amo Yisrael Be'ez Shavam Elov. At the time. Odei Medabrim V'ani Ashma. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. But then sometimes even beforehand. V'yatarim Nikro V'ani Ene. Odei Medabrim V'ani Ashma. Fine. We find all three by Mitzrayim. You find in the beginning of Shmos. Vatal Shavasam El Elokim and Avodah. V'yishma Elokim Esnakasam. Davening and then Hashem answering. And then we find Betzesam in Mitzrayim, we had Odei Medabrim Ve'ni Eshma. Right? Velo Hispik Betzekam Lahachmas. Rabbi Odei Medabrim. Shem Hashem Lehem. They're in the middle. Motzi Yasim Fodan Avim. Ve'onel Ha'am Yisrael Be'ez Shalom Elav. At that moment. And Bashas Kriyas Yamsuf. Matitzak Eloi. Before we even answered, Termnik Rova Niena. Yet all three. So Lechem Sha'onel Elav Dorom Harbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. And answered us in all the different ways. Bashasi sees Mitzrayim. And he said, maybe that's even a remez to the three matzahs. Three matzahs are the three ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered us in Mitzrayim. Good, we continue. So the Gemara, just there, Agav quoted the story of Rabbi Yeshua to his sons. You know, the first day put milk, don't put milk in, the next days you're allowed to put milk in. So now the Gemara brings up, as you might have been thinking, milchik matzah? Are you allowed to have milchik matzah? Not a good idea to say there. What about, right, that's the famous story of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi was once, somebody once came to the Beis HaLevi and asked, am I allowed to use milk for the dalad kosos? So the Beis HaLevi goes to his shamish and tells the shamish, give him all the money that he needs for the Seder. Shamash says, what do you tell you? Just ask the Shaila. Could you use milk for the Seder? Says the Beis HaLevi, if he's asking to use milk for the Seder, he obviously doesn't have any food for the Seder. He doesn't have any basar for the Seder. So it must be he's an ani, he has nothing, so give him everything. The godless of a posek to see behind the questioner, not just answering the question. Godless of the Beis HaLevi. But, as we're about to see, there's a separate Isser Drabanan to make milchik bread. The Atanya, says the Gemara, Ein Lashon Asa Isser B'chalav, you're not allowed to make milchik bread. There's an Isser Drabanan to make milchik bread because bread is a staple of society. It's at every meal. And Chazal were worried that if you have milchik bread, you might come to eat it with fleishiks. Might have to have milchik rolls with your hamburger. So Elahaki Ka'amar. Right, you're right, it wasn't milk. This is what the story was. We had the story wrong. Yoma kama lo talushali bedufsha. Don't put honey in it the first day. Mikan ve'eloch lo shali bedufsha. Afterwards, put honey in it. That's one answer. Vibaya same or the other answer. La'olam b'chaba really was with milk. Kidama Ravina, there is a heter. What's the heter? Like Ravina says, Kein Tura Shari Hachanami Kein Tura. What Rabbi Yeshua was talking about was Kein Tura. What is Kein Tura? Like the eye of an ox. What does that mean? Kein Tura, like the eye of an ox. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi, both here and in Meseches, the other place where this comes up, in Chulin and elsewhere, the Isser of Ein Lashon Asa Isser, I'm sorry, not in Chulin in Bamitzia comes up. Rashi says that Ein Tura means it's a size issue. The only issue that we're worried about is that you might finish what you're eating now and then save it for another meal and you might come to eat it with fleishiks. But if it's such a small amount that you're definitely going to finish it now, not a problem. Not a problem. And that is Rashi. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says Ein Tura is about the shape. The shape of the item, if it's clear, if whenever you make milchik bread, it's clear that it is milchik, because it has a unique shape, imshina b'tzuras hapas, atshetia nikeres, kidei shelo yochal b'lo bas v'lo chalav areizem mutter. That's Kein Tura, you made it in a specific shape, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both the Rambam and Rashi Lekula. Both of them, either one is okay. Shulchan Aruch says this in Simin Sadi Zayin, in Yoredeya, in Lashin Isa B'chalav, Shema Yavo La'achla in Basar, Ve'im Lash Kol HaPas Asur Afilu La'achla. If you make milchik bread, it's Asur. Ve'maya Davar Muat Kedei Achila B'Basachas, Oh, Sheshina Tzuras HaPas, Shetei Nikarish Lo Yochav HaBasar Mutter. Right, not a problem as long as it is Nikar. Can you change it after it's baked? That's a shaila here in the Gilyon Marsha and others. Marsha says, "Mashra dafka kishakol tzuras and mishuna." Aval ain't takan alasim ba'achar afia. If you already baked it, naked, shape it into something and cut it in a certain way, that is a discussion whether that would help. Again, there's a lot of lemaisa questions that are dealt with in the discussion of milchik bread. Right, the big shaila is Thomas's English muffins. Thomas's English muffins, they're milchik. So how does the kosher organizations give a hechsher? So there are various suggestions. Some say that maybe it looks unique. The muffins look unique, but I heard B'Shem some poskim that might not be the best suggestion because it doesn't look so unique. You could have parv muffins that look the same. So dafka, you know those are milchiks. That doesn't work so well. So what else can one suggest? So the other answers given is based on another issue, and that is, can one put a negligible amount of milk into the dough that would be batel? We know there's a principle of ein mevatlin nisul lechatchila. You're not allowed to do that usually. But the question is, what if a company is already doing that? Thomas is making their English muffins. They just come and want to get a hechsher. You're not asking them to put the milk in. So there are poskim that are making them that regard, that's not called a bitel iser lechatchila, by giving them a hechsher, and therefore that is why it's batel. The milk is batel. So that's a second suggestion why it would be okay. A third suggestion, again, which is also controversial, is it enough to be in a package? If it's in a package that says dairy on it, then everybody knows. So does that help it? So again, those are three suggestions how one could have it. The Achronim also, the Chayadim and others talk about cake. cake is not usually eaten with other items. So how do you have milche cookies? How do you have cheesecake? How do you have that? So Pasha's cake was not included in the gzera. It was only, the Chachmas Adam mentions this, that it's only something that's eaten with meat. But anything that's eaten after a meal for dessert, cakes, danishes, dairy danishes, it's not a problem because that is clearly, there's no worry. That was not included in the gzera. Okay, a big discussion. We continue. Two dots. Vishadin, second wide line. Chain Lashonus Isa Beposhrin. Everybody agrees in this brisa that you're not allowed to knead the dough with lukewarm water because that will cause it to rise quickly. Maishnami Menachas. Why is this different than Menachas? It's not in the Mishnah, says the Mesechta Menachas. Kala Menachas Niloshas Beposhrin. All carbonates mincha, which are 90% matzahs. Chametz is only a little bit. All carbonates mincha, dinos beposhrin, they're kneaded with lukewarm water. Umisham, manchaloyach mitzvah, in their garden. So what do you mean? If you can't, if you're worried about it by chametz, so why not here too, by Pesach? So Yomar is reason, Yomar b'sheinen's reason? What do you mean? We're not worried by minchas, because that's the kohanim are zaris. So various isurei drabanan don't apply by kohanim, because we know there's reason. Unlike the hamon am, that we're worried. Ihachi, if we're not worried about kohanim milsis namilasis, so why don't we allow soaking the kernels before they are ground up? Because that also helps in the process of grinding and making a better flour, and we don't allow that by minchas. Alama amar abzeira amar abar yirmi amar shmuel chitish amanachos ein losis in osa. You can't. So Gemara says, no, Lisha is reason Isa. Lasisa, less of his reason. The kneading is only done by the Kohanim. The Lasisa is early part of the process. That can be even done by Yisraelim before they give it to the Kohanim. And therefore, we're worried about the Lasisa. Says the Gemara, Lisha, Misa, is reason. But 1 minute. Is the Lisha done by this reason? The kneading of the minchas have to be done by the Kohanim? Not true. Vaksiv, Vayitzok, Alei HaShemen, Vechulu, Veheviyah, El, B'nei, Aharon, HaKohanim, Vikamatz. Everything before the kemitzah can be done by the zarim. We made al-hayitzika, the pouring of the oil, ubalila, and the mixing shekshir b'chaladam. So you see, it's not done by zrizim. So again, why do we have any differences between the kneading of the minchas and the chametz on Pesach? The Gemara answers, lisha nehid b'zrizim lesa b'makam zrizim isa. You're right, it's done by Yisraelim, but it has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Amar Mar, Belila, Ksher Bezar, Chus B'chomaz Azar Psula. Belila, the mixing can be done by Azar only within the walls of the Azara. The places in the Azara where Yisrael could go to. The first 11 Amos on the east side. La Afuke, Lasisa, the Enam is reason, below Makam's reason. But the soaking could be done by non-Kohanim, even anywhere. So that is why we do not allow that to be done. Umayishna, Mimincha, Omer. Titania Minchas Omer loses in osav it's over. So why is that an exception to the rule of Minachas? The Minchas Omer brought on the second day of Pesach. Why do we allow the soaking there? Tzibur Shani. 2 days in Rashi. What does this mean? Is there a yud in there? Tzibur Shani means there's a whole group, a tzibur, that are osik in the Karban HaOmer. We know the Mishnayos and Menachos discussed the major fanfare and the pomp and circumstance that were done, that was used in the whole process of the Minchas HaOmer, La Afuke, to be mefarsim against the stukim. And their pshatim imachras haShabbos. That's why we always, in any area of halacha where we're trying to go against the stukim, we use a lot of pop and circumstance and publicity in order to show that they are wrong and we are based on the Mesorah. So there's tons of people there. So also there, we're not worried that anything is going to be done incorrectly. It's nasan al pi bezdin, says Rashi on the first wide line, and therefore we're not worried there either. Okay, Rashi has another daya that it's not tzibur, but savur. It's already gathered all together, but Rashi doesn't like that second shot. Tana Rabbana, let's continue. Yocho yotzi adam idei chovaso bibikurim. You might think, again, we started off today, you might think you use tevel, kumash one, you can't, and we got into the whole discussion. So this is the next one. You might think you use bikurim. Tama lomar, read the bikurim are from the Shivas Haminim. So chita saora. Tama lomar, b'chom oshvoseichem tochlu matzos. Right, no, in all of your... Wherever a Jew lives, he eats matzah. Matzah hane'echelas b'chol mosh v'seichem. Yotzu bikurim she'inechol b'chol mosh v'seichem ele b'Yushalayim. You cannot use bikurim because it cannot be eaten outside of Yushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Glili. Again, a hashkafa behind all of these averas might be matzah has to be the equalizer. It can't be only for, remember we had the Havamina yesterday about Truma and Challah. It has to be able to be in everywhere. So matzah is the equalizer. So do you. Yatsu bikurim. We exclude bikurim because that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matzah umarar. It's a hekish. Ma marar she'eno bikurim. Marar is not bikurim by definition. Because Bikurim is only by the seven special minim that are Nishtabeach Ba Eretz Yisrael. So Marah is not Bikurim. Af Matzah Sheini Bikurim, so too Matzah is not Bikurim. Even though theoretically you could have made Matzah with those grains, but Af Matzah Sheini Bikurim. Tosfos deals with, Marah is bitter. How do you know? Maybe a Zayas, maybe an olive is bitter. Tosfos says, no, it's only the leaf of the olive is bitter and not the olive itself. That's an important discussion, Lamaisa, whether an olive is considered a davar charif in Yaradeya. We know, usually if you cut something cold, so that doesn't transfer taste. But if you cut something cold that is sharp, if I cut an onion with a fleshik knife, that onion is now fleshik. Why? Because we hold that the pressure of the knife, what's called duchkata sakina, and the sharpness, those two together substitute for heat. Again, without getting into pratim, but that's why it's important to know what is considered a sharp item and what is not considered a sharp item. Onions should always be cut with power of knife. That's the rule in many houses. Right? So here too, Tosfos is lamaisa, important discussion of what do you consider an olive. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Machlokes, why do you exclude Bikurim? Either because it's a lack of a Chomosh Vosechem, or it's compared to Maror. Says the Gemara, if you have the comparison to Maror, Imam Maror she'ein b'mino Bikurim, af Matzah she'ein b'mino Bikurim. But what do you mean? By Maror, you should say, nothing of its type could be Bikurim. So to by Matzah, you should say, ein b'mino Bikurim. And Otsi chitin v'sa'orin, she'ein b'mino Bikurim. So you shouldn't allow wheat and barley. So the Gemara says, Tamalomar, matzos riba. No, we include it because of that extra word. E matzos riba, filu bikurim nami. So why don't you include everything? Hadar be Rabbi Akiva. No answers. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva must have been chozer bo. He rejects. He takes back his hekesh tomorrow, and he goes back and holds like Rabbi Yosei Galili, that the issue is moshavos. Why? Because in the following brisa, he says moshavos also. Titania. The Brisa says, Yacho Yotza Adam Yidecho Vaso Bibikurim. I might think a person could be Yotze. With Bikurim Tamalomar, Bechomosh Vosechem Dochlu Matzos, Matzah Nechalos Bechomosh Avos, Yotze Bikurim Shinechal Bechomosh Avos, Ela B'Yushalayim. The Drush that we just said earlier in the name of Rabbi Yotze Glili, in this Brisa, it's anonymous, but we're going to prove that this Brisa is the authorship of Rabbi Akiva. Yacho Shani Motzi Av Meiser Sheini. I might think that he could even exclude Meiser Sheini in Yerushalayim, because Meiser Sheini also cannot be eaten Bechomosh Moshavos, Tamalomer, Matzos Riba. No, we include Meister Sheni based on the extra word. Both of them can only be in Yerushalayim. So why do you include Meister Sheni and exclude Bikurim? Mar Bani Meister Sheni, Sheish Lo Hedda B'chol Moshavos. There is a way that Meister Sheni can be in outside, even though the rule is, once Meister Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, you cannot take it out, you can't be poded it out. There is a time that you can. If it became Tameh, Kidre Balazar, Umosi, and that's why we say that's okay for matzah, because it theoretically can be taken out. Umotzi ani bikurim shein lain hadar b'chol moshavos. Bikurim can never be taken out, and therefore it's excluded. D'amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin la ma'aser sheni shenitzba shepodino so afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do I know that ma'aser sheni that are in Yerushalayim? And usually you're not allowed to redeem it, but it became tameh. How do you know you can redeem it? Tamalomar ki lo suchal se'eso. Because literally you can't carry it. But se'es on another level, ve'in se'es is a lashon of achila. You can't eat it. Shenemar va'yat va'yisa mas'os me'es panav. In the end, by Yosef and his brothers. And he put the portions, me'es panav. Mancha. So that's the brisa. So the brisa says the drasha of moshavos, and it includes Meister Sheni and excludes Bikurim. Mancha amaslay damar b'meister Sheni nafik bay. Who allows you to be yotzei the Meister Sheni, as we had earlier? Rabbi Akiva. V'kamayluhu the Bikurim mikomosh mi b'chomosh v'seichem shma mino hadar bay. So you know he was hadar bay from his previous drasha, the hekesh of matzah and maror. 2 points. Number one, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish pe aleph discusses, just to mention the issue, and it's not a simple issue. We know there's a concept of she'ela. She'ela on a neder, you want to take a neder back, but there's also a she'ela on hafrasha. If I'm mafrish, a chumas, maisris, anything, bikurim, and then I want to be shoel on it, for whatever reason, so there are certain circumstances that I could take it back. Which the Minchas discusses, why don't we say, every time a person ever eats truma, or trumas meiser, or challah, why don't we then be shoel on the truma, and then, memeila, I will never have done the aveira. The only problem is then it will come out that my bracha that I mentioned or did earlier by that frasha is a bracha levatala. Am I allowed to save myself from misa b'dei shamayim by being shoel on that frasha, ending up with a bracha levatala? Is one allowed to do that? That's his discussion. He has this a few times in his sefer. That's what he discusses. Maybe there's a limit according to some Rishonim once you give it to the Kohen. You can be sholal it up until the time you give it to the kohen. Once you give it to the kohen, you can't be sholal anymore. That's the one ha'ara related to the minchas chinuch. So see, he asked there, by bikurim you can be sholal and then you could eat it outside. So you also, bikurim also has a possibility to be outside. So the answer to that is that there maybe it's a different chefsa. If you're sholal, you're changing history. Right, it's not like this tumor or some other way that this item can be taken out. It can still be mechalik between those two. The Chashuk Yechemet here, last one of the day, also discusses b'chol moshvo seichem. Is there any lechadchila to use matzah from Eretz Yisrael? Any lechadchila that, let's say somebody is in Chutz Laaretz and they could get matzah of Eretz Yisrael, they can get matzahs from Brooklyn. Right, is there any adifus? I could ask this about Kiddush also. You could get wine from Eretz, there's so many wines of Eretz Yisrael today. Is there any adifus? So, that's his discussion here, and he quotes, it's the Seichemet, the Seichemet discusses it. Seichemet says, it's a mitzvah to be madif esroge Eretz Yisrael, for a number of reasons. Number one, mitzvah goreis mitzvah. You give money to Eretz Yisrael, it helps supports the yishuv, it helps supports the people that are there, and hol v'savet mitzvah chadol, v'savet mitzvah achrisi. So, just like that, Seichemet says it by esrogim, Pashtus says, Rav Zilberstein, that you should say it by matzah as well. And he quotes other achronim that talk about Shuras Hadin. He says it's something that's really appropriate. The Chassam Sofer, this is a quote of Chassam Sofer in Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav, that any avodas hakarka in Eretz Yisrael is part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Ulahotzi peiroseha kadoshim. Mashenki mechutzlar, so any type of work in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So you are getting an esrog from there, and you are getting mas from there, is based on the work that's done there. V'yemesrogi Eretz Yisrael eina muhudarim lamata harehe muhudarim lamala. What a beautiful lashon. Even if an esrog of Eretz Yisrael is not as muhudar in your eyes in this world, it's muhudar in God's world. Because it's from His palace. It's from His garden. What if there's a major, major difference? Let's say in the taste, the matzah of Chutz Laaretz tastes much better. Or let's say, if you get them in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be stale by the time you get them. They're not going to be as fresh. So then maybe he says, you could get the Chutz Laaretz ones. After all, we know in Hilchas Brachas, Chaviv might play a role over Shivas Haminim, according to some Shitas, according to one day in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud Aleph in Hilchas Brachas. But it's an interesting question that he brings up. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right in the middle of Amud Vav Mabez, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, typically, why does he learn out to exclude Bikurim from the Moshvo Seichem line? Typically, Milechem Oni, Mishenechel Ba'oni, Yassa Zeshinechel Ela Besimcha. The same drasha that we excluded Meiser Sheni from earlier, according to some Tanoim, why doesn't he exclude Bikurim from that? Sava like Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Bikurim don't have to be eaten Besimcha. The Tanya Bikurim Asurim La'onim. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon allows Bikurim to be eaten by an oni. My time with the Rabbana. Why did the Rabbana say no? Tichsiv losucha lechol b'sharecha. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we learn out many, many mitzvahs from that pasuk. I think there's eight mitzvahs in that pasuk. V'yamar mar chumas yadecha eli Bikurim de ishkis Bikurim la'meiser. In the same pasuk, you have Bikurim and meiser, so we compare them. Meiser being Meiser Sheni. Ma Meiser Asur La'onin, Af Bikurim Asur La'onin. That's the Tanakama. That Meiser Sheni and Bikurim are Asur to an Onin. Rabbi Shimon, no. Truma, Karina Rachmana, Kitruma. The Bikurim are called Truma. Ma Truma Muteris La'onin, Af Bikurim Muter La'onin. Do you compare Bikurim to Truma or to Meiser Sheni? Again, this might not just be a word game. It might be conceptually in which ones are closer to the other ones. For Rabbi Shimon, what about going back to Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says that you can eat it? Nehi de Hekish Leslai, it still says besimcha. Rabbi Shimon, it still says that you have to eat it besimcha, even without the hekesh. So why do we allow you to eat it for matzah? It's lechem oni, don't you need? No, that's not telling you the state that you need to be in. That's just telling you when you bring it. Ditznan. Miatzeres, the Mishnah says in Bikurim. Miatzeres vadchag, maybe vikare. From Shvuas to Sukkis, you bring Bikurim and you even do Kriya. Kriya sa parsha. Arami Ovid Avi, Meachag Bar Chanukah, maybe Veino Kori. From Sukkot till Chanukah, you bring it and you are not Kori, the Arami Ovid Avi. Right, this relates to the major question that was asked about Pesach time. Right, we darshin, in the middle of Magad, we darshin the Psukim in Parshas Kisavah and Arami Ovid Avi. Why do we choose that? There are so many Psukim to darshin in Shmos. Do we just want a shorter time? Another answer is suggested that Moshe is not mentioned there. We quote from Shmos for other reasons. We don't want to mention Moshe in the Haggadah. So some say maybe that's why we choose Kisavo. Various answers given, but that's the parsha of Arami Dovid Avi, which we analyze in depth at the Seder. Last section, Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Lechem Oni. Pra l'chalut ula ashisha. Lechem Oni excludes various fancy types of breads. Chalut and ashisha is a fancy type of scalded bread, large bread. You can't use those. That's not lechem oni. You might think you have to use really inferior bread. Tamalomar, no. Matzos, matzos, riba. Bafiluka, matzos, or shlomo. Even though you use very beautiful matzos, just not extra fancy matzos. Matzos, or shlomo. Imke, matzos, lomo, lechem oni. Prat lechalut ula ashisha. Only those. How do you know ashisha is a lashon of chashivus? As the pasuk says, when they brought the aron back to Yerushalayim, vayichalik l'chol la'am l'chol hamon Yisrael l'me'ish v'ad isha l'ish chalas lechem achas v'ashper echad v'ashisha achas. These are chashev foods given out by David v'chulu. V'yamar Rechana bar Abba, eshpar means echad mishisha b'par. 1/6 of an ox, a huge piece. Ashisha echad mishisha b'eifa. So you see, those are the types of chashev matzos that are not allowed to be used. Upliga de Shmuel, de Amar Shmuel, and this argues in Shmuel. Shmuel gives a different shot to Ashisha. Ashisha garba de chamra. Ashisha means a jug of wine. Dechsev ohave Ashisha anavim. Okay, this is a little discussion of matzah. B'ez Hashem, we will continue. Next off is we'll put up from the last cycle. B'ez Hashem, then we will pick up again on Daf Lamed Ches.